This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, Senator Barack Obama embarks on a campaign trip to Europe and the Middle East. President Bush and Iraqi Prime Minister al-Maliki talk of a general time horizon for withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq, and U.S. diplomat attends multilateral talks with Iran. NPR senior news analyst Dan Schor joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott. Welcome home.
Thank you very much. And let's begin with Senator Obama. The trip is going to include Jordan, Israel, London, Paris, and Berlin, not advertised for security reasons. That seems to be an open secret, of course, is the visit to Afghanistan and Baghdad. What are the politics of making a trip like this?
Well, I think it's always very touchy in the middle of an election campaign to go to a country was very much a problem of foreign policy. I think, for example, it may or may not be a coincidence that as the Democratic candidate for president is on his way to Iraq, the administration finds a new policy for Iraq. There was a meeting between Prime Minister Maliki and President Bush through a teleconference in which the U.S. said, yes, okay, we will agree to a time horizon for the withdrawal of American troops. Now, of course, you know, up until this point, the administration has said, no, and we'll never give you any deadlines, any timetables, so on and so forth. We can't do that. Senator Obama, however, has said, I'll get them out in 16 months. But now the outcome of all of this is that even as Senator Obama is going to Iraq, Bush is making his peace with Iraq on the business of status of forces agreement.
Does a trip like this, which I think we can fairly say is meant to bolster Senator Obama's appearance of confidence in the field of foreign affairs, run the risk of constantly advertising the fact that he's going to a lot of places that in 3 years as a senator he hasn't visited before?
Well, that is true. I mean, he did make the short trip a few years ago to Iraq, but he now is trying to show that he really is catching up with foreign policy, where Senator McCain has a big advantage over him in having been very much involved in foreign policy. Whether it's a good idea for foreign policy for a candidate to be over there talking is another matter.
U.S. is participating in these six-party talks with Iran this weekend in Geneva. Undersecretary of State William Burns has been sent as a representative of the U.S. U.S. government emphasizes it's just a meeting, they're not negotiating. But what's the significance of this anyway?
Well, I think this is now another big change in policy quite all of a sudden. The policy of the U.S. written in stone had been, we do not talk to Iran until they suspend the enrichment of uranium. Then we will talk to them. They have not suspended enrichment of uranium, and now Secretary Burns is going into a meeting to discuss with them who knows what. One of the things that would like to come out of it is establishing a U.S. consulate in Tehran, which the U.S. has not had since the Ayatollah Khomeini's revolution and the hostage-taking. So things are very much in flux with this administration. What would seem to be ironclad policies of yesterday yield to other ideas today.
Well, let me raise a question. This is one of the things people complain about in our profession, that the administration gets pilloried when they have an ironclad policy, and then when they at least marginally change it, they get pilloried for changing it.
Not being pilloried, it's just being noted.
But there's often a critical assessment attached to it, you know.
Well, you can't help pointing out that this is different from yesterday's policy. That's not pillory, it's a fact.
In other campaign news, late Friday night, Dan, Phil Gramm resigned his position as co-chairman of Senator McCain's campaign. This comes a couple of weeks after Senator Gramm notably complained the United States had become a nation of whiners, and he said the country was facing a mental recession instead of real economic problems.
Yeah, well, it was in the cards that he would have to go, because to tell Americans that they're a nation of whiners is not a great way to get votes. But it was not only the nation of whiners things, but its general tendency to laugh off what others call a recession. Americans think they have a severe economic problem, and he talked as though it was all made up.
I want to draw you out about a political question this week that's dominated a lot of attention, and that's the cover of the New Yorker magazine.
Yes.
You saw it?
Yes, indeed.
And what's your impression?
Well, I saw it, my wife saw it, we looked at it, we thought, oh, that's quite a parody on conservative, whether a conservative view Obama, his wife, and all the rest of it. And we thought, well, it was a little, all right, satire, if you will. And then we began hearing the thing was on cable television all over, and all of a sudden there were people up in arms over it.
Well, Senator Obama was up in arms.
And Senator Obama was up in arms over it. I guess there is some a tension in the air, a political tension in the air, in which you're always looking for gossip. lectures when candidates say something a little bit different from yesterday and all the rest of it. And I guess what it shows is that we are in a state where you can't afford to use satire because people will take you literally and get mad.
Thanks very much, Dan Schor.
Sure.